Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Duca. Can we have silence? Can we just have absolute, okay? Just complete silence. It's okay, Bob. Don't worry, bud.
Don't squeeze.
I'm sorry. It's good to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here. How's everybody doing tonight?
No, stay. We want to, is it too loud? Well, we'll just be mindful of that, won't we? How is your holiday season going, Bob?
Not great.
Okay.
Holidays are a tough time for me.
Oh, how come? How come?
Well, you know, I don't have the most, prime time ready family, let's put it that way. My Christmases are not Brady Bunch Christmases.
Okay, what happened last Christmas? Was there any specific incident that was...
Three people were arrested.
Really?
Yes.
A felony, or was it sort of a misdemeanor?
Oh, it's just a misdemeanor. It's actually, well, misdemeanor or tradition, you tell me.
Okay.
I'm just saying holidays aren't always the easiest time for me.
Of course, of course.
You'll forgive my appearance, of course. I would have dressed up, but you see, my chair karate class is in this neighborhood, And on my way to the bus station afterwards, I was chased by a pack of coyote dogs.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
Was it a dogs or a coyote?
I don't know what these creatures were, but they were stalking me, and I did not feel comfortable.
Well, I'm glad you made it in one piece, and we're all really happy to.
And wouldn't you know it, that the salve that I use for one of my bunions is made out of coyote grease.
I didn't know that coyote grease was an oil.
They have bins of it at your finer health food stores.
Oh, okay. I was unaware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any plans for this Christmas specifically? You're looking forward to...
No, what do you got? What's going on? Anything happening?
I'm going to be out of town, actually.
So oh, okay. I'm just, whatever. I'm cool.
No, I mean, I'm getting on a plane and flying someplace.
Oh.
There's no...
Yeah.
Can't buy a plane ticket.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
But maybe for New Year's we can.
Okay, whatever you want to do, I'll do it.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have a New Year. What would you like to do? What would you?
Everybody do on New Year's, right? You watch Matlock and you fall asleep at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I mean, what do you do? Well, I don't know what you do. You probably.
I don't know. Have drinks with friends.
Yeah.
And have a meal and go dancing.
Oh wait, what's in the meal? I don't know if I can.
Maybe a pot roast.
No. We're gonna have to make different arrangements. No, I can't have a pot roast.
Okay, prime rib or
no.
Steak. No. Your mustache is falling off of your, I don't know if it's alopecia or what.
I have upper lip alopecia, yes. This is a facial merkin that I'm wearing, and I'm a little bit embarrassed that you called it out.
I'm sorry. I just wasn't sure.
But you know what? We're as sick as our secrets, so what the heck?
Well said. I just want to make sure that if you had anything to read, I know you had said that you...
Well, I would... I take every opportunity when I see a crowd of people to express myself at their expense, so...
Like you did today at the shelter, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And by the way, I go to the shelter. I have plenty to eat. I just go there for the fellowship. I'm just looking for people to hang out with.
Okay.
So.
Well, good on you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
And I happen to love soup.
They have great soups there.
Yeah. They don't call it Soup Kitchen for nothing.
No, that's true. It's full of soups.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a bunch of folks up here, and I know you have some thoughts you wanted to share with them.
Well, if I may, I just would like to. Purge some old memories. You know, for those of you who can identify with me that don't have the perfect picture book family, you know that sometimes we can suffer from holiday depressions and wintertime ailments.
Sure.
So I would like to read to you a list of some of the ailments that I suffer from. Perhaps you suffer from them too. And as I release them from my body, I release them from my consciousness, and they no longer have the power to make me want to kill myself. Okay. The following are some Christmas ailments that I suffer from. holiday seasonal affective disorder, newborn scabies, Chris shingles, elf ear, Christ childhood obesity epidemic, eggnards, mistletoe jam, Santa belly, Tim Allen face, Mrs. Claus ovarian cysts, little brown star of Bethlehem, and Hanukkahroids. Now, of course, there's a lot of songs that happen around Christmas time. And in my family, I wish I could say that I sang the same carols that you did, but alas, I didn't. My family was a trailer pack full of misfits who were fighting their own demons aloud. These are the songs that we sang. All I want for Christmas is my two front feet. Silent Night, Horny Night, which of course leads to Rudolph the Blue-Balled Reindeer. Which of course leads to it's beginning to feel a lot like syphilis. Baby, I'm cold outside. Do you hear what I hear? Deep-rooted messages of self-shame and insecurity. I'll be in a home for Christmas. I saw Mommy fisting Santa Claus. You know what? I'm gonna just go through. I've had ripped stitches before. It's okay.
Okay.
Little bummer boy. Santa Claus is coming to Down syndrome. Grandma got run over. The following is my Christmas list. Criterion Collection DVD of Kramer versus Kramer. Criterion Collection DVD of Ordinary People with cast interviews, making of documentary, and blooper reel. A DVD player. A television. A home with electricity. Ergonomic toilet seat. Toms of Maine neck brace deodorizer, diabetic candy canes, Black & Decker nose hair trimmer, ingrown toenail pliers, sensitive skin loofah, subscription renewal for Divorce magazine, large print edition, extra soft chewing gum, Danny DeVito home back wax system by Menon, and a set of night sweaters, quick-drying pajamas, tear-resistant pillowcase, anti-night thrash leather bed restraints, the new Three Doors Down CD, spinal-correcting Hawaiian shirt by Tommy Bahama, a left-handed pill crusher, dream catcher home repair kit, public transportation hemorrhoid donut, Gillette Mach 3 bunion scalpel, cankle reduction therapy, NPR action figure, specifically Terry Gross and the cast of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and cereal, orthopedic Tate sling, Disease A Day desk calendar by WebMD, Wilford Brimley duck butter mustache wax, hammer toe correcting footy pajamas, and finally, a Deepak Chopra back tattoo. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
EarwolfRadio.com. The wolf dead.